Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to URL. I'm your host, Courtney Miller. And today, URL stands for, really sounds like you're lying.
That's good.
Because Rasha is here to find out whether or not she's allowed online.
I don't think this is going to go well for me.
I'm curious myself.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just feel like I have lots of like weird references. And I just feel like the stuff that I saw on the internet, I feel like is very different. And I'm going to do my best to not be embarrassed.
Yes, I cannot wait. Everybody, welcome Arasha in the chat, ladies. Arasha's here.
We live?
We're live. The chat is going so fast.
Hi,
the
chat.
Donations are flying.
Oh, thank you.
Nope, not you, not for you.
Sorry.
And since like the beginning of your like contributing to the internet with Smosh, you kind of entered in a big way. You took some big swings. And we're not talking about the slap today. We covered that on Spend a Day With, speaking of swinging around. We're talking about you, your digital footprint, and we have some things to get through today. I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about.
Okay. Kay? I'm an open book.
You're very accomplished.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Sorry. And you're the biggest prankster at Smosh.
What else am I to you?
I guess I'm a close second, would you say?
I think Olivia is kind of demon baby too.
Demon baby?
You know? That's what you call me. I have, especially this year, accepted and embraced that I am a menace and like a troll, kind of like that. And it's mm-hmm. like, yes, like chaos agent situation. Mm-hmm. I think Olivia also chooses chaos.
We'll dive more into this.
Okay.
I want to talk a lot about this.
Yes.
First. I love this mononym situation for you. This is newish.
It's newish.
Arasha.
I mean, and it's not like a secret necessarily. Like I'm not like, you know, taking away the last name. I don't want anybody to know. It's not like that. It's more just like I had a series of experiences where it kept feeling like I don't need the last name, you know, like in Smosh videos too, a couple of times, like when there was like a lineup and like somebody would be introducing each person, they would do like Chance McGreary and Ian Hecox and Shane Top and Arasha and like go on. And I just was like, what? Like, what's happening? But the real like moment that it happened, I think that I decided was I went to an early screening of the Wicked movie. The people that were like checking like, you know, people in, they were two Smosh fans. So I like walked over and they were like, oh my gosh, Arasha. And I was like, hey, how are you? And they were like, good, whatever, let's get you signed in. Arasha, what's your last name?
Whoa.
And they didn't know that. And I was like, you know what? You don't need to know, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just like in a big manifesting way, I see it where like, if you're gonna like announce my name in some type of like award show or something, once people hear Arasha, like they're going to start clapping and then the last name is just going to be like swifted away anyways. So I made the bold choice. I thought it would be a great way to like stand out. And also I had so much difficulty and trouble with my name growing up.
Right.
And I always was embarrassed of it. And I like literally changed it for a little bit. Like, you know, not legally, just
the vibes. Yeah, we do that in school.
Exactly.
You know?
So I think it kind of comes full circle for me where I'm finally accepting and embracing myself and my identity, and it just feels right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And you know, if TSA asks for your ID, just go, don't worry.
Don't worry.
I'm a Russian.
Exactly.
And they're going to go, you're right.
No.
Come on through. You don't need a scan.
Because let me tell you, it is so hard these days, like Google Forms and like spreadsheets and like paperwork or everything. Like, obviously, again, legally, I'm still Arasha Lalani. But anytime I'm trying to fill out anything that isn't like a legal document, there's always like a tab that's like last name, like required, like you need to fill this out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what do I do there?
Put Arasha again.
Arasha, Arasha.
Arasha, Arasha.
I've just been putting a period.
Period.
Arasha, period.
I love that.
Yeah.
I recently thought, what if someone was named Taylor Taylor? I kind of love it.
See, but then is it the right choice to just be Taylor?
No.
Agreed.
That's our show. No, I think it's really awesome. Your name is really unique.
Thank you.
And I think you're the most famous Arasha I know.
Thank you. Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but apparently I was named after a famous singer.
Really?
That's what my parents say. I mean, I've never found this like alleged famous singer named Arasha, so I don't know why.
We should do a jam session. Listen to them.
I want to find out.
Yeah.
I think she's dead, actually.
Arash? Okay, looks like someone did the Sabrina Carpenter
Maybe try
trend.
Like Arasha, famous Indian
Arasha,
singer.
Famous, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy.
Yeah, hot, gorgeous.
Oh.
Mom and Dad? What do you... I don't know why I've never like really questioned them.
What if they're like, what if we tell her this and then she believes she'll be famous one day?
No, they definitely didn't want that.
Oh, okay.
I think it was when I first moved to LA, because I remember one of the first things I did when my family was here in LA is we all went to Universal. And I remember we were standing in line for the tour. But I remember we were in line and we were looking at like all the movie posters that were around. And it's so cute. My dad was like, oh, like you're going to be on one of these posters one day. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I hope so. And he was like, and big letters, Arasha Lalani. And then he was like, right? And I was like, well, maybe I'll drop Lalani one day. I don't know. And he was like, I think you could.
Ooh, I love that.
And I think that's when he was like, well, Arasha was a famous singer. And now I'm like, liar.
And I think the singing carried over because you are a wonderful singer.
Oh.
Actually, I was actually hoping we could get an opening jingle from you for our show.
Oh, yeah.
If you could just do your thing.
You are a...
Keep that audio, please, in its own folder.
I think it could be good.
It could be good.
I think it could be fun.
You got a little quiet and shaky at the end.
Maybe just add some beats around it.
You are amazing.
Mm.
You know Famous Birthdays, that website?
Yes.
I think you're probably number one Arasha on the most famous of famous birthdays.
I think so. Well, Arasha is also a resort and spa in Ecuador.
Wow. You got to go.
I know. Well, I'm trying to
collab.
Work with them. I'm trying to work with them. So Arasha, if you can hear me,
I'm right here. You're such a businesswoman. Arasha, famous birthdays.
Did somebody freaking edit that name.
Is that how your birthday? Is that really your birthday age?
My birthday age?
You're permanently 24 in my head.
Yep, and that's my birth sign. I'm on the cusp.
She's a cuspy.
I'm a cuspy.
So but that's out of all of them. So sometimes on the when you scroll down, they'll interview you. They'll email you and interview you, ask to interview you for this.
This is crazy.
So you're number 25 on famous birthdays for being born in India. Actress number 6, actress born in India. She performed with Ian Hecox on Smosh.
Just Ian.
They used to have, like, for your number one of your first name or, like, how famous, like,
your name is. Oh, interesting.
On famous birthdays. I bet you're number one. I want to ask next, do you check your phone right away in the morning?
I do. I grab my phone. I go right to the loo.
The loo? Oh, you pick up your phone and walk to the bathroom is what you're saying. I was like, is that an app?
The loo The app? Loo? No, I open the poop map app.
To find your own toilet?
No. To document where I pooped.
Oh, so that wasn't a bit. That's a real app.
That's a real app.
That's a real app.
It's a real app. It's great.
The
you
poop
literally
map.
Yeah, every time you poop, you like log where you pooped and how it was.
And you tell your friends
if they want to know.
Wait.
Do you want to follow each other on poop map?
Is it a personal log to check your health, or is it a thing to?
Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Check in where you poop and your friends see where you poop.
That one. The
second
latter.
One.
Yeah, we can be friends on there.
I will not be friends with you on poop poop.
Why not? You asked about my poop yesterday. It was orange.
No, Arasha.
I had carrots and it was orange.
Here's the big polarizing controversial thing about Arasha, guys. She loves talking about the BMs, bro.
I do, okay?
And I think it's important to promote digestive health online. But aren't you, okay, I'm going to ask you a genuine question. Aren't you worried about some weirdos online taking that and running with it?
Where are they going to go?
To the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Good. That's what I want for you. We have to be talking about it. And I'm sick of it.
Sick of what? Sick of what?
The lack of discourse around poop. And there's somebody in my DMs who's like, stop talking about poop.
So is it that?
Yeah.
Is it me?
No. No, somebody's mad. And you know what it makes me do? Go to the bathroom.
It makes you do more. We'll be in a room full of people and everyone in the room will go, Arasha, please stop talking about your poop. And you'll go, no, it was amazing. See, I am terrified to talk or say anything about my ass other than like that I'm cheeked up.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was getting comments and DMs on like TikTok or Instagram where it's like, I want to smell your farts. And it's like, you should go be put in a room.
Right. No, and that's gross. And that's definitely not what I'm trying to welcome. And it's definitely, it's going to happen inevitably. But the truth of it is that I just think it's funny to discuss this thing that we all do that nobody seems to want to talk about. And I think it's fun and funny. I want to know how your experience was in there. I know you went before this.
I mean, I know, but we're not going to talk about it.
Just tell me.
I love when you can challenge a topic that women as a faux pas, like, can't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that.
Right.
Poop is just my line, personally.
And that's fair. And that's fair. I mean, I love you. I've been doing that. I've been doing that. Right. Because in high school, in speech and debate, my whole, like, topic that I went around talking about was periods.
Love it, yeah.
And I literally delivered a persuasive speech on how we should talk openly about periods. And so many people were like, ew, and stop, and gross.
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
yeah,
that doesn't make sense. I mean, and that's separate. I'm not putting them both on the same plane, because obviously one is about menstrual health and menstrual awareness. But along the same lines, I think it's like, it can be just like a funny thing. There's lines with it.
And I think there's something to be said about, like, people are afraid to feel uncomfortable. So I get that. That being said, if you were to ever show me a pic, our friendship would change.
Okay.
So back to the morning routine. Poop maps.
Oh, yes. Poop maps. Yes. So I grab my phone and I go to the loo and I have a squatty potty.
Amazing, me too.
So good.
Healthy.
Very healthy. Pull her out, and then that's the first time I look at my phone.
I love that. That's like a conscious thing that you remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need that.
The squatty potty.
You pull out the squatty potty with like the back of your ankle.
Okay, so poop maps is the first one you do. But that can't be because you have to rate your movement.
Exactly. You got to wait till after. So it's, I would say probably, I mean, you got to go through the notifications.
Yes.
So that's first and foremost what I do. And I think this is probably relatable, right? On the home screen, I think I go through and I just like swipe away the ones that are like irrelevant.
Swipe away like the notifications?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the one that's like, they replied to your comment. It's like, okay, I don't really
You
need
have
to
notifications
click on, that.
On like that?
Well, I guess I just never turn them off.
That's a lot. That's got to be a lot. You love it. You love it.
I gotta delete all these irrelevant notifications. I turn all notifications on.
Is it TikTok reply to your comment?
No, it's Instagram.
Is it friends only or is it everyone?
Friends only.
I get that.
Friends only.
I was friends only for a long time, and then I had to just turn it off if I really wanted to reduce my screen time. Just because it's not that I didn't care about the notifications anymore. It's that I just, it's like another excuse to get on and be on. And
no, 100%. Again, literally, I do need to turn that off. It's just not something that I make time for, even though it takes 5 seconds. Mm-hmm, I just don't do it.
I get it. I think it took a long time for me too.
Right. Just swiping away those notifications until like the ones remaining are still there. And like emails too, right? Like I'll open up the emails. Anyone that's like automatic or like
a bot
boring,
reaching out with a brand deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Just swipe that one away and leave the exciting notifications to
exciting,
go through.
Exciting, like epic big Marvel audition.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And the text, of course, obviously.
And the text, okay.
And the text. All the people texting me in the middle of the night.
Are your notifications like all the numbers are really high on your emails, like the badge?
Oh.
The little, like when it's like, when you have like 11,000 on your emails.
No, I'm one of those people that needs to clear it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I got
that's nice. So that was your morning routine. Thank you for sharing that. Something I saw this morning on the phone was this person who is doing a video a day on TikTok, just talking and without filler words. And it's her just talking and being like, this is day 9 of making a video on TikTok without filler words. It's hard for me to, and it's just her talking about her feelings and she's just trying to get better and better and better at it.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh, that's going to be really hard for me.
Without filler words.
So it's like. Even then when she was like, but. Is but a filler word? I don't know. Like, that's kind of her.
Huh.
She's like, it's hard for me to articulate my thoughts sometimes. They're great in my head, but Fair. When they come out, there's lots of filler words, etc. That's the kind of content I love that comes my way of people just doing things to better themselves for the fun of it, you know?
Of course. And that's the best part of TikTok, I think, is now everybody has access to a huge platform.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go viral for doing literally anything.
Yeah.
And so when you have a really unique idea like that or something that's like, this is amazing and I need to share it with mm-hmm. the world, you now have something that's pretty accessible to do that.
Big true. Something I've been seeing a lot on my Instagram lately are the amazing pictures from your How I Met Your Mossy premiere.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, How I Met Your Mossy is a comedy show that Arasha wrote with their friend. And it is a whole play, a comedic sketch play that really takes you by surprise. I'd never seen anything like it before. I got to see it live, the actual play. And then I got to see the edited, recut screening of the show, which was like seeing it all over again. It was really good. And yeah, it was a cute little premiere. Not little. It was like epic. It was like a great premiere.
Thank you. I mean, the funny part of it to me is, I mean, putting on a live event of any capacity is so stressful.
Uh-huh.
Just especially when like you're mostly producing it by yourself or at least, you know, with like a partner, but there isn't like no money bag producers were around being like, here you go and here you go. It's like, okay, no, we're using our resources and our contacts and our connections to be able to put something up like this. It was obviously wonderful and it was great. And the show was so awesome. Leading up to it, of course, was so stressful and there was so much pressure. And I just remember being like, okay, after this, no live events for a really long time. And then right after the show, we were like, well, we have to premiere it. So now we're going to do another live event. And it was so stressful yet again, even though, again, the product was so great. And it went so, so well. It was such a success. So much so that we are now planning a premiere in New York.
Whoa, coast to coast.
Coast to coast, which I'm like, we're doing another live event.
That's crazy. Social media is cool because you can, and especially for someone like you as a businesswoman, I just keep calling you that.
I love it.
It's like showcasing your achievements in such a fun way. Like, is there any creators or celebrities or influencers that like, when you saw their content, you're like, I aspire for my content to be like that?
Ooh.
I know you said you love Zendaya.
Yes.
Or like Emma Chamberlain's Instagram was something that really was like, kind of broke an egg in my head. And yeah. I was like, oh.
Honestly, Ariana Grande is a bit of a role model for me because I love that she, and I know this is like a lot of discourse happens around Ariana Grande, right. and I'm speaking specifically to her being on an ensemble cast in Victorious and truly plunging out of that and into this like extreme fame. And I think that that's so awesome that she was able to do that. She was able to hone in on this brand, and now she's this like mega superstar, which is great. And I think the difference too, I really like you calling me a businesswoman, because I think I've always really accepted that as a part of this career too. And I think a lot of people forget it. You can have talent and charisma and charm, but you have to be an entrepreneur as well. You need to be business savvy. You need to know how to respond to emails. You need to know how to conduct these meetings, how to lead these meetings, and have like your grown-up pants on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the biggest thing that sets a lot of actors apart from the rest. Is some people are just like, I've got the magic. That's it. And it's like, no, you have to literally all the time be working. You have to constantly hustle and be searching, yearning for these opportunities, however you can find them. And if it's not working one way, shift and do another. Not working that way, shift, do another. Do a side hustle, do this. Like, it really is like a survival thing.
I love hearing this because it's a very genuine part of your career and about us and our lives.
Yeah.
But I want to hear about the not genuine stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You had quite the reputation on Smosh as a liar, as a bamboozler, a prankster of sorts. And like, there's times that I really thought like, oh, is this really, we're just going to be calling Arasha the liar? I was like, huh, okay. I'd be curious like what your thoughts were when the big I lied prank hit.
Yeah.
Is this something that you were like, okay, this is going to be my thing? Or did that just kind of start happening?
It definitely just started happening, I think. And it was, it's one of those cases where perception can be such a rude awakening, because genuinely, I just thought it was funny. I just thought I'm such a deep overthinker. I bring so much meaning to everything, and sometimes not in a good way. But with this, I thought the joke was so funny when you think deeply about the fact that I can just say what's happening and everybody around me is just going to be like, yep, that's happening, and it's not happening, and only I know. And in my head, I was like, that's really funny. That's really funny to me that I can just be like, yep, this happened, and only I know the truth, and this is a hilarious reality that I'm living in. And then I rolled with it, and it definitely got much bigger than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it would be such a big shock.
The big prank, yeah.
The big prank. And then, you know, when they asked me to do it again, I really wanted to be delicate with it. And at the same time—
Was this the engagement one?
The engagement one, yes. Yeah, the second one, they were like, hey, we're doing this again. It's got to be bigger. And it has to be better. And I was like, okay, we have to top this. And at the same time, my boundary has always been that I don't want people emotionally getting involved. Mm-hmm. I don't want that kind of manipulation. I want it to be like, the lie should be about me and my life. And it shouldn't have anybody like thinking that deeply about
it.
It should just be like, oh yeah, Arasha just told me that and I'm moving on with my life and that's that. Oh wait, what Arasha said was a lie? Wait, that's crazy. Like that. But the
Low
second
stakes.
That anybody would be like, oh my God, like, let's talk about your engagement, how you're feeling, I would be like, no, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You go on with your day. It's all good. And I'd move right along. But honestly, it was a pretty terrible time for me.
Oh no, really?
I mean, you knew because I clued you into it early
after a while.
On.
It wasn't like right away when you guys came up with it, but it was like a little bit. You guys had been cooking for a while.
Yes.
And then you guys were like, okay, I don't know why I was reached out to, but I was happy to help.
I think it was because of the leak that Keith had.
The Keith photo,
And that got you emotionally into it, and you were like, okay. And then immediately I was like, hey, so Courtney's putting emotions in. We need to tell Courtney now because I don't want this to be a thing.
Oh, valid. Yeah.
And they were like, okay, that's okay. That shouldn't mess it up. And I was like, it's not going to. Like, everybody else was just like a part of it. It was mainly me getting Angela and Amanda.
Right,
Because it's been continuing to do like that, mm-hmm. that trio, like the three of us, it had been established that we were like messing with each other, you know? So it was like a safe place. And then we were like, let's just do it to the rest of the cast. Cause like, then it's like a way of everybody getting involved.
And it's a way to make it bigger.
Exactly. More people, yeah. But again, the minute that I was like, I feel like some feelings are getting in there. Let's close it here. Mm-hmm. I had to clue you in.
I always feel bad when people like worry about Keith leaking stuff. And I get like, you know how I am with our cast. I am like, don't be mad at him. But yeah, that was an epic prank. And the fact that it carried over into Summer Games was so funny too. But speaking of lies, our viewers submitted things that they've lied about online.
Oh.
And so we're going to give people advice. How do you feel?
I feel good.
You ready?
I feel great. I'm ready. I did not know what we were about to do, so I thought it was like lies that people submitted about you that I had to go through. But
oh my
no.
God, imagine.
Yes, these are vague.
Have you lied? Let us help you. Call this number.
Heck yeah. Okay.
All right. So this first person said, I said I had cancer when I was like 10 in a comment on my favorite YouTuber's channel in order to get a like from them. What's worse, they pinned it and responded. They wished me well and thanked me. 44 likes on that one. Oh my God.
Okay. So
don't do that.
Don't do that. But also you're 10.
You're 10.
You don't know. At 10, you're like, this is fine.
Yeah. It's tough. Because people like this, though, really change the environment for people who are actually in those situations.
Of course.
But you were 10.
And that's okay. But never, ever do that.
You were 10. Never again.
And if you're 10 now, don't start.
Don't do it. Have you ever seen anything like this? Because, I mean...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I have stories.
Oh, really?
Not personal. Like, there's this YouTuber, Michelle Manna, who does deep dives on TikTok creators and people who lie about this kind of thing and have a GoFundMe attached. And it's people who are live streaming pretending that this is their situation. There's a GoFundMe and the money is coming in and people are trying to call them out. Then those people's families start coming forward and being like, hey, don't give her money. She doesn't have cancer.
Oh my gosh.
It's a thing.
Morally and ethically, just like completely wrong.
No.
Like it's just, it's like you said, it's abusing the situation that somebody else is actually going through and experiencing. Mm-hmm. And you're just taking it and trying to like reap benefits out of it.
Yeah. And money's no joke. Like I think people lie. If you gotta lie, lie. But when there's a GoFundMe or when there's, but money is no joke.
No, that's just like straight up inappropriate, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, again, this is like, when you compare even just those situations, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, they pinned your comment and they responded. And it's yeah. like, okay, not terrible when you think about the lengths that you could go yeah. to, but in the end, still a really bad lie.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like when you're like, when you get out of class because you're like family emergency, you're like, oh, my grandpa's funeral and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not like you're necessarily like doing the worst thing in the world, but you're definitely putting like bad juju out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, probably just better to be honest.
Okay, next one. My family doesn't know if I'm married. They'll see on my Instagram story that I refer to my partner as my girlfriend, fiance, or wife, and they have no idea what the answer is. It's fun keeping them confused at this. Okay.
I think that's okay, right?
I mean, if you don't want to tell them you're married, I mean, what's the cost? Because some families care more than others. So.
Right, right. I think maybe it's, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and think like, maybe this is a family that would be incredibly overbearing.
Yeah.
And be like, well, when are you going to have kids?
Like,
and when are you guys going to buy a house?
Where's the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I need to start planning it for you. And yeah. So they're just like, what if I just call them my partner and then you don't get to track our timeline?
Yeah. All right. This one says, look, Wikipedia is an amazing source, but I have pretended to be an expert in something or changed little bits just so it would say that people viewed my edits.
Huh. Why is that exciting?
What a weird way to get attention.
You want just people to view your edits? Like,
Make a TikTok.
Make a TikTok.
Wikipedia changes. What the heck?
And starting your argument off with look, it's like, don't.
Don't do that. That's the note. I like Wikipedia, but people say it's not an accurate source.
Right. I think it's like Gemini on Google.
Yeah,
it's
where that
easy.
It thought Ian was dead? He posted a story, a screenshot where he Googled, is Ian Hecox dead? And it said yes.
There you go. It was probably pulling that from Funeral.
You're right.
See what I mean, though?
It's my fault.
No, exactly. It's all your fault.
This one says, sometimes I'll comment things like, at 8:03, your audio is a little messed up, just FYI, on random videos when the video is perfectly fine. That's not okay.
I love this. No.
No.
This is great. Keep doing what you're doing.
What?
I have no notes. I'm actually going to begin doing this.
Arasha.
Thank you so much.
You realize you're putting some YouTubers into like digital cardiac arrest because they're concerned about their... As an editor,
no,
I'm
you're
offended.
Right.
No,
you're no,
you
right.
can stand on it.
No, you're right. I'm gonna back down because it's a good point.
No. I think it's funny, but I think because I'm like on that side, I'm like, no! Because I love when people can help each other like that. I also like... I will see YouTubers where I'm like, oh, you didn't realize that you left both takes of that sentence in the edit.
Oh. Well,
hope someone said something.
This I also read as like, they're going to go immediately to 8:03 and be like, no, it's fine. You're a liar.
But then they're like, I need to get my ears checked, I guess. And then they go to the doctor and then they find out they have cancer.
No, that's true. Well, you know what? You know me, and I like the stupid bits.
You do.
I like peers.
You do. No, this is so you coded.
Right.
And I love it. And I love it for you.
I like the specificity of it. And it's just the immediate, like, oh my God. Like I would find happiness if I, like, joked about that with you, and all you had to do was go to 8:03 and to be like, no, it didn't. I'd be like, but you went to 8:03.
It's a digital ding dong ditch, in a sense.
Exactly. Well said.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, next one. I catfished my entire friend group as another online person so that I could ask them to hang out without it reflecting on me in real life. She's avoidantly attached. Thank God I got therapy. So they had someone else be like, hey, would you be down to hang out with this person?
Oh.
That's so weird.
That's...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean. Listen, I'm glad you...
No, it's weird. Ask people to hang out.
I think my mind goes to the Reddit stories that we've heard where, remember that OP who had this boyfriend of 2 years, turns out the way she met him and the group of friends that they had on Discord were all fake. And he used these fake accounts to be like, hey, we're a group of people and you're our friend now. And hey, did you know he likes you? And then they're dating and then they moved in together. And then she finds out that all those accounts were just him.
That is scary.
The way they became friends and began dating and moved in together was all
a lie.
Like, yeah.
No, I hate that. I hate that.
And I know this is not that level.
Mm-hmm.
So I've obviously seen worse things, but it makes me scared. To be fair, in high school, there was this fad for a short time where people would make a fake account, like a gossip account on Facebook, and they would make it, someone named one like Trutha Givera, and it was them just like posting Facebook statuses of like, so-and-so is a slut.
Okay, so wannabe gossip girl.
Right. And so I made another one, a copycat one, and I called them Honest Lee, and I was like, you think that one has the truth? I have the
Wait,
truth.
Wait, Honest Lee?
Honestly, that's good.
Let's bring her back.
Okay, another one. Me and some friends pretended to be the Mr. Beast gang, Jimmy, Chris, Chandler, and Carl, in random online Among Us servers, and we convinced strangers that it was really the real Mr. Beast crew by telling them we aren't filming a YouTube video, but that we were just together playing online for fun.
How low is that stakes. Convincing?
Not convincing, but low stakes.
I think what we're just learning is that you just can't believe anybody on the internet.
Do you think I convince people that I'm Mr. Beast? Hang on. We put all of us in an Among Us server and we had fun and for friends and not for a video. Do you think they believe that I'm Mr. Beast?
I don't know if I've ever actually heard Mr. Beast.
Wow, I'm so jealous of you. Let's try and go your whole life without hearing Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Because Mr. Beast has heard Smosh, I'll tell you that.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you know that? Mr. Beast, is that you?
Okay, next one. I keep telling people I'm pooping when they ask what you're doing when I just don't want to talk to them. But pooping is the best time to talk to people.
I was literally just about to say that.
Do you text on poop?
Yeah.
The drama.
That's literally the best time
to talk.
It's
the catch me up moment, yeah.
What else am I doing except waiting for my feet to fall asleep?
Maybe it's because people are offended and they go, oh. Ew. And then they don't want to talk to you anymore.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Go poop.
That's so silly. And you can do that if you want. If you don't want people to talk to you, maybe you could say in a meeting.
Yes.
I was 12 years old on Kick, catfishing old men into thinking I was depressed and making them convince me not to unalive myself. If they didn't do a good enough job, I'd pretend to be my mom and tell them I'd actually done it. Oh my God.
It got so much worse as we kept reading.
Yeah, like, God damn.
Kick.
Did you ever do Kick?
I didn't do Kick.
Same.
I had, did you have ask.fm?
I never had that one. I had a version of it.
Like, we got Kick, some mms.
So Kick is now a streaming platform. It's called Kick, K-I-C-K, but there it was, Kick, the like chat.
Yeah. Kick
which was kind of like an instant messenger vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't on it myself.
Same.
But this is kind of giving like, was it Uvu? No. What was the Omegle or something?
Omegle.
That you could just like go on with like random strangers.
Yeah.
And like lots of people would do that in a really creepy way, but also like
video
friends
chat.
Would. Yeah.
When I was on AIM, they had your buddy list, but there was also these public chat rooms that like were not well marketed. Like it wasn't easy to find them. But once I discovered that, it's like, oh, these are just random chat rooms filled with strangers.
Oh.
And then I would be in them and then I'd pick a random one and start messaging them privately. And then I would catfish them, but just for like 5 minutes. And so I'd be sending random Google photos of like coochies.
Coochies?
Google photos. Google photos of
That's
random
not better.
People.
What does a coochie photo even look like?
They were not cute.
Like, you're talking
this was
like straight
early
up.
Early internet. We were not Instagramming
like
it up.
Full coochie shot.
Full pics.
You were sending multiple coochie
Mike's
shots.
Mike's like,
to
we're
people?
Cutting all of this.
You're not allowed to be on the internet.
Hey!
Switch seats with me. Switch seats
no.
with me and get fucking no. banned. I no. can't believe I'm hearing this.
And then I would close the computer and I would forget to clear my internet history and go to bed.
I'm picturing the coochie shots.
This is the last one we'll read.
Okay.
Okay. I pretended my birthday was in September because I wanted people to say happy birthday to me on Twitter. And then I became really close friends with that group of people. And I got Virgo birthday cards and jewelry and didn't know how to tell them that I had actually been a Pisces for the 3 years they'd known me.
So this is, again, very similar to a Reddit story we read because somebody pretended that they were allergic to peanut butter.
Yes, I listened to that one.
Yes. And that's just like, I remember my commentary off of that was like, hey, so you shouldn't have done that. And lots of people were like, well, it's like, it's too late. And like, give advice like when you're like that crazy into it. And it's like, okay, I guess what you do, if you really have been lying for 3 years, I mean, I don't know. Like, do you just keep the lie alive? Like, why
okay.
not?
If I was in this birthday person's situation,
yes,
I would get everybody a birthday gift, wrap it up like a birthday present,
okay,
ribbons, bows, give it all to these friends, and be like, guys, these are some birthday presents for you because I have something to confess and I'm sorry. I love you guys. But when I was this age, I wanted attention. I lied, my birthday's in September, but it's actually Pisces month, which yeah. I don't know what that is off the top of my head.
No, that's fair. I understand because it's like hopefully the group will be like, oh my gosh, haha, that's so funny. But also it's very likely that you might get reactions of people being like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to, I think this also actually ties real quick to the lies that I've said. I need to put this out there too, because I see this comment all the time where people are like, I would never do this to my friend group. Or like, I can't believe that this lie of like your personal life or whatever.
Oh, about your pranks?
About my pranks. And I need to put it out there. I think the big difference is we are a comedy ensemble.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
a channel.
Exactly.
Like we are creating content. And so there's always sort of this like underlying layer of like, we're going to be doing fun comedy content together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's almost like this is this little silly alternate universe that we enter. Like
yes.
a side universe that we enter where it's like, this doesn't matter because it's for the bit. It's the right. bit universe.
Exactly. It's the yeah. bit universe. It's Bit City.
Bit City. That's
it's Bit
right.
City. Okay. And that's where the lies are happening. But lies like this one, it's like, you didn't do it for any other reason than attention.
Right.
So I think your best bet is to do what you said, which is just be honest and be like, listen,
yeah.
I wanted attention, so I made this lie up and I didn't yeah. know how to tell you guys, but here it is.
Yeah. And like, however big the lie is, the big, friendly, fun thing, if you want to make it a fun, positive reveal, surround it with positivity and fun.
Yes.
So making, oh, it was a birthday prank. Here's some birthday presents for you guys, even though it's not your birthday.
Exactly. Yes. Gift them with something or something as sort of like an apology. So that way it's a little bit easier for you. I think so.
With the peanut butter thing, that was just because he really didn't want to taste a peanut butter smoothie.
Right. Disc. I mean, listen, I get it. In the moment, you say things and then you're like, well, guess I'm doubling down on that.
Men will do anything but sip a smoothie.
You're so right. Wait. No, men like smoothies.
Men like smoothies.
Men like smoothies.
Are they going to go, wait, maybe you are allowed online?
Oh, no, no, you're gone. You're gone.
Google is a tool.
They'll tell you that. There's one like I'm making up in my head and I can't get it out of my head.
Is this what people think about when I talk about poop? Yes, I got your ass. I got your ass. My line is poop and your line is coochie.
I like coochie. No.
No.
Wait.
Oh, you got it. No. I like.
No, wait. There's no way they're gonna cut that.
You're done.
I'm done.
But it's not over yet, Arasha. I'm still yet to determine whether or not you're allowed online. We
okay.
still have some work to do. I still have some digging.
Yes.
Okay?
Ural.
I'm gonna ask you these questions on these cue cards. And you're gonna be honest. You're gonna tell our audience your truthful, honest answers. No lies, no pranks. They need to know because they're part of this too. They're helping me figure out who's allowed online because
okay.
I might be wrong.
I promise.
Okay, thank you.
I will be truthful.
Thank you. Thank you for swearing on the URL logo.
Wait, does this mean anything if my other hand isn't on like the Bible?
Put it on my shoe. You're swearing on me.
I thought you were going to say put it on my Gucci.
You wish.
I do. Go on.
What was the first internet video that stuck with you?
Oh, okay. I watched, you know, okay. I love Ryan Higa. I love Ryan Higa.
What's the video? What's an image of a video that sticks with you?
How to Be a Ninja.
Okay, I remember that one.
Iconic. I really want to meet Ryan too. I know he's like in the world of like Around Smosh. I need to be like, yo, my brother and I connected because of you.
Okay.
Like we were always on that.
That's
love
cool.
Ryan Higa.
Ryan Higa's an OG. I'm actually surprised you're that deep. Like, that's awesome. That's more online than I expected. What about the most recent video that has stuck with you?
Can I show it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. They kissed on the mouth. One more time.
There's
more
that
time,
video.
Oh my God, that was a good
I said that to
smooch.
Chance and I said us.
Why did that one stick with you?
Because it makes me deeply uncomfortable.
What? What?
It's like you can see Emma Stone being like, please don't do this. Fine, we're going to do this.
Did I miss that?
Play it back, play it back.
It looks like they're both very much like, let's kiss.
She's like, at least that's what I got. Like, it seems like she's like, oh, all right.
Okay, that's the first frame. Because it very much looks like
she's cheesy, like, oh, like, he's going to go in, isn't he?
No, I feel like.
She stays. She just pursed a little.
She,
you see?
I'd love to hear the comments of like, hey, comments, what do you think?
See, it looks, to me, it What's feels like she's that? Like, let's hug. And then she's like, okay. I have a thing with kissing on the mouth.
That's so funny. I thought she was like looking at him adoringly. Like the like, like because her neck was kind of pulled back like that. But yeah. I can see that.
I just think
they all seem so close. Also, they played a father and daughter in a movie.
There's so much wrong with it.
There's a lot of dynamic stuff there.
Why kiss on the mouth? I mean, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of discourse about this too, because people are like, you should be able to kiss anybody on the mouth.
Well, yeah, I disagree with that.
I disagree.
I personally disagree.
I just think there's too many implications around what a mouth kiss is. That like if you're fighting for kissing somebody on the mouth, just kiss him on the cheek.
Yeah, a kiss on the cheek is
kiss
like
kiss the cheek, kiss the hand.
If you have to, I mean, I wish I could reset and like there's people I kind of don't want to be a hugger sometimes.
Really,
there's people that I love and do want to hug, and I think that's normal.
Yeah,
but sometimes I'm like I feel like there's this awkward thing where I don't know if I should hug someone hello, and it's like if I had to decide, I would say I don't want to hug.
That's so fair. Well, so then would you do the handshake?
I would do handshake or dap up.
Or like a wait, okay, dap up.
I'll sometimes do a really friendly like hand touch, like hand and like, oh my God. But if it's like, if I really excited to meet, it depends, you know?
It does depend.
It depends.
And it's like largely, I think, seen as positive to hug people.
Yes, but I'm so interested in like the deeply uncomfortable and that this is the video that like, are you thinking about this video going, man, that was bad about
right.
that?
Right.
That's where you're at?
I think so. I'm looking at that being like, why do I keep watching this?
Theater people like to kiss each other on the mouth, I think. I think it's a theater thing. I think it's an old school theater.
Let's blame it on the theater kids.
Angela's always trying to kiss Chance. I'm just saying.
That's true.
All right. Arasha, get your phone ready.
Okay.
What was your most recent Google search?
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Right. And no lying.
Okay. This is good. I searched this on the Lyft over. Can I lock my Honda car from afar?
From afar?
Yeah.
Honda car from afar?
Well, I was worried that I didn't lock my car before I came here. So I was like, maybe there's an app where I can lock it from here.
Well, your new car, you just have to set it up.
And you need a subscription, and I don't have that.
Can I unlock my car from afar?
Unless Honda wants to collab.
Don't do that.
I feel
okay,
like
okay, businesswoman.
I feel like they would. I feel like I could be the face of Honda.
Can you lock your car from afar?
And you can.
All right. What is your favorite genre of TikTok?
Hacks, definitely.
Hacks.
Hacks. Like old, just kidding. Get it?
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So,
like hacks, like a type of person?
Well, I was going to make a joke and be like, you a hack.
Like, I'm a hack?
Yeah, but not actually those hacks, like tips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those always get me.
I'm sorry a joke went over my head. It happens sometimes.
You don't have to apologize for my joke being bad.
Okay, what's your favorite hack you've learned recently?
Well, honestly, the one that you just taught me is a great hack.
Oh, the deodorant stain one, yeah.
If you have a stain, you just use another piece of clothing to wipe it off.
Specifically, like makeup or deodorant or lotion. Like, you know when you put on a black shirt and there's some deodorant from pulling it on? Or like, if you have lotion on your hands, you put on workout pants. If you grab a t-shirt that's lying around and do that, that gets it off. Towels don't do it. For some reason, they don't work. But a t-shirt or another piece of clothing will do it.
See, and that's like actively going to better my life. Like I'm genuinely listening to you. I'm so engaged and it feels productive.
Thank you. And guess what? I figured that out on myself. I didn't find that online.
That's a self-produced hack.
Self-produced.
You're a hack.
I'm a hack. I am a hack. There we go. All right. Last person you followed. Let's do Instagram. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, Ashby.
I
refollowed Ashby because she was just in.
TikTok knows Ashby. Ashby's a very new content creator. Not new in existence, but newly popular. And
yes.
She's a sweetie.
She's a sweetie. We were bald together, so We followed each other.
Brothers in Bald.
Brothers. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That one you do have to apologize for because it was you.
Okay, that's great. That's a green flag. I love that. I love that you're connecting with other creators. Favorite subreddits. Are you on subreddits at all or on Reddit?
Not really. I mean, sometimes I can be. Fabian likes to scroll the acting one. And that one is...
Our acting.
Yeah. That one's great. Like, it's like for, like, auditions in the industry and stuff like that. But I feel like I actually don't like being on Reddit that much because it's so much specific commentary.
Yes, it is.
That I actually end up not liking it. Like, it's great for, like Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. It's great
you
when
you just recently discovered that. Ian told you to look at that.
And that I love. And let me tell you, it's so sweet. But Ian has been sending me, like, 6 threads a day.
Oh, no.
And it's so fun. It's so sweet. Because I know it's just like, it's like we're the only two right now on the cast that are watching Love is Blind. So we're the only people that can talk to each other about it. But it's just like, that is like, every specific thing about the show and things that you didn't notice and things that you might not have picked up on, I want to read about it like that.
Yeah.
With the industry, with our jobs, with Smosh, like stuff like that. I don't want to know some stuff that I didn't pick up on. I want it to just be how I perceived it, and I don't want to look deeper into it and be like, oh, wow, I didn't even notice my hair looked like that and people are talking about it.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Funny story for the audience. Arasha helped me with my first self-tape the other week.
Yay!
And because you made me think of when I had to submit it, I had to have, like, a resume. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't have an acting resume. And I used Reddit. I looked up. I was like, hey, what's a typical simple acting resume look like? Because when you go on Canva or places like that, the templates for those are
like bubblegum girly pop sugar.
Do not use those.
Yeah
don't, because they just do not look good
anymore. Unless you're like going for a marketing job or something, right?
Yeah, but then in that case, it's like, I guess Canva is a great tool for somebody, but it's like if you're here to showcase your ability to create something
true.
But yeah, I would, because I guess with those resumes, you don't want it to be bells and whistles distracting from just
I think the rule with Canva too is you can do it on Canva, but don't make it look like it's from Canva. Mm-hmm. If somebody sees your resume or your Google slide and they're like, oh, Canva, you failed.
You're done. Yeah, but that was really sweet. It was my first self-tape ever. And we had like no time to do it. Jonathan was there seeing that. We were like in between scenes. And you really blew me away with how much you helped me. It was really impressive and you were really sweet. And you're thinking it's no big deal, but it was, okay?
That's very sweet. You did the work. You were the one in front of the camera. Like, the way I see it is like helping with self-tapes also feels like something that I'm learning. Because then I get to see sort of what the process is like for you, what it sort of feels like for somebody who isn't so dialed in to what a self-tape is supposed to be like. So I genuinely learned a lot from you, just watching and being like, what are your instincts? And you had great comedic instincts. Everything that you were doing was right. It was just like, oh, let me just adjust your eye line a little bit, or oh, let me just tell you to like freeze right there instead of walking off. Like tiny, tiny things.
Okay, queen. No, yes. I loved it. It was awesome. I remember the moment when, like, after the first take, you were like, okay, so this time I want you to do this. And it was like, blah, blah, blah. sorry, stuff. Because I was just very impressed by your confidence and you're helping me. I did listen to you. That's the difference.
La, la,
blah, 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 backstory stuff.
That's very sweet.
What are your most used emojis?
I think I already know. I love the one that's like,
oh, the puppy eyes one
with the tears.
It's the happy. Oh yeah, the crying puppy eyes.
I love that one. Mm-hmm. I love that one. That one's so easy to just be like, thank you.
I love that one too.
That one's great. Let me see what else I use. The heart for sure. Oh, the nails one.
Oh, the one nail that's like, the nail polish. Yeah,
I love I love doing that one. That's like, because I'll go like on my way, nails.
Nice.
You know, like I'm coming through. The face palms on here, the one that's like this, like, ooh, yes, pristine.
Love that.
That one.
My number one has been for years the red demon face.
Yes, yes.
I use that one a lot because when you're like, see you tonight, it's like.
Yeah. I like the purple evil too, the one that's like.
Oh, I hate that one. Oh, the horny one. I don't hate that one. I'm sorry.
Why do you hate him?
He doesn't embody, I'm not horny, I'm feral.
He's more like, I think that one's like, well, actually any emoji could go after on my way.
Every emoji has a noise.
On my way.
On my way.
But yeah, that emoji, the red face, I hear.
Yes, yes. And the purple one I think is more like.
No.
No.
Okay. What cringes you out the most online?
Oh, I was just thinking about this.
There's so many things, so I understand.
Stan culture, when it's like very specifically like reading into something that's like, no, you're so wrong. You're so wrong.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff. Like, I'm going to make one up right now of like, oh, like the look that Courtney gave Arasha here, you could just tell that they are driving home together, you know?
Yeah.
Like something like that, where it's just like, no.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that? And why do you think that you know everything?
I think when it comes to like shipping and stuff, when I start seeing new ships about our cast and they're serious.
Yeah.
So I think I love the funny ones where it's like, oh, this is a funny joke.
Like shipping. Me and Tommy, we're never going to be together.
Yeah. But then there's like serious ones where I'm like, yo, chill.
Right. And I mean, there's something to be said, right? Because it's like, you're allowed technically to do that. You are allowed. You can write and say whatever. It's more of like, should you? And what does this now create for that person? What does it create for yourself? Because if I see somebody else doing that, now I have a thought about them and how deeply they might be looking into me.
You have no idea.
Right. Right. And I'm scared.
Don't be scared. You are not alone. You are not, you are ill.
I'm what? I'm held? URL? Don't ever say that to anybody.
Okay. What's your bedtime phone routine, Arasha?
I am actually very good about not scrolling at night.
Oh.
I mean, here's the thing, and you know this about me. I'm actually not that big of a scroller on Instagram and TikTok.
That's right.
I'm a Pinterest girly.
So it's the evening, you haven't started getting ready for bed yet, and you're up on Pinterest.
I'm on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. I am a visual girly, and I like seeing the things that I like, and Pinterest has the strongest of algorithms, where it just knows if I linger on a photo for just an extra second, they're like, she liked that. And then it'll filter in another photo similar to that. And I'm like, I like that too.
Okay. No, I have not gotten to talk about Pinterest on this show.
Yes.
And I love it. I'm not on it very often, but for the things that I need it for, it is amazing.
It's so good. It's so good for everything. Like when I was just starting my Twitch, I was like, I need some help and I need some ideas of what I want my like station to look like.
Yeah.
So many photos of how you can set up your desk and your chair and tips for Twitch and also just like the prints and the affirmations that are on there or like art. Like there's just so many facets of Pinterest.
Can you open it?
Okay, I just reopened Pinterest.
Okay, that's a lot of ads.
Yeah, the hell?
Did you know that if you hit not interested on 5 ads in there and then hit refresh, all the ads go away for a while?
What? Okay, you are a hack. Maybe you want to just take a scroll?
Let me take a look.
Take a scroll. I don't think there's anything on there that I'm embarrassed about.
Okay, we got a little cute little kitchen. We've got a bag that I feel like you would own.
Okay.
An amazing desk computer setup. A ring, but it's a sapphire ring. A dresser. A cute little backyard setup. Cute outfit. A little photo scrapbook. I think Shane got that one for me for Christmas.
Cute.
A bathroom. A rug. You love sage green.
I do love a sage green.
And that's because you moved in with a man.
You take that back.
Unfortunately, I learned this on TikTok. This woman, she's like, listen, you're going to move in with a man and you're going to want to find a way to build the aesthetic and you're going to go to sage green.
Oh, no.
Because it's a gender neutral, tasteful color. I did that. She got my ass.
She got both of us.
Sage green was everywhere.
Sage green. Well, because I love sage green with orange.
Yes. And now we have tons of orange in our place. See, I didn't get, like, sage green is a lovely color also. Like, let's just say that.
Yes.
Especially
let's just sage
this
it.
Rug.
Honestly, everything you described is literally all of the things I love looking at. Like kitchen, bathroom, rugs, bags, rings, backyards, cute outfits, like scrapbooks, like all of that stuff. Because I also just feel inspired, I think, with mm-hmm. Pinterest. Because I will scroll through, I'll see these things, and it'll make me want a scrapbook, or it'll make me want to
shop. Yes, it's very inspiring, very inspiring. This quote is, if you're going to overthink, at least overthink all the ways it could work out in your favor, the best case scenario, and every version of your life that turns out better than expected.
If you're going to give it meaning, give it positive meaning.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to be able to control it anyway.
So true. And I was overthinking this morning, and for the first time, I decided to say out loud, there's nothing to do about this right now.
Huge.
And I felt my body physically relax.
Saying things out loud is a hack in it of itself, let me tell you.
There's nothing you can do to stop this or fight this or whatever it was
exactly.
I was thinking about. I love that Pinterest has helped us so much.
So much.
Speaking of stopping this, it's time for the verdict, Arasha.
What is it?
Listen.
You. R.O.
Oh, my God. Arasha, you're on thin ice, Arasha. You are an elusive figure online. But one thing I know about you is you talk too much about poop. And you thought that little edit comment was funny. And that hurts me as an editor. That's damaging to the editing community.
You're right.
You little freak.
Sorry.
You go to some naughty places. And listen, I was naughty online too, but I was young and
right.
naive. You're now, okay? So you're on parole.
Deal.
And the audience, I'm gonna let you decide in the comments if the verdict should be not allowed because...
Because I should be on the screen instead.
The big screen.
The big screen.
That took me a second. God damn it.
Yeah, cut the pause in between.
Cut the pause. I'm bored. Okay. Arasha, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you on again in the future because you're going to come back. We have so much more to talk about.
Yes.
We had Mike going like this constantly throughout this episode.
I know. I'm so sorry.
We be yapping.
We yap. And mm-hmm. we can talk about literally everything.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Let us know in the comments if you agree with my verdict or if you think there should be a different sentencing. You are allowed to love yourself. And I hope you leave the internet today feeling better than when you opened it. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.